behind enemy lines and Sfiras HaOmer. Right now, in today's day and age, something unbelievable happened. We're in the Iran war, and a soldier was stranded in Iran. His plane, his fighter jet, was knocked out by an Iranian missile, and he ejected from the plane on the way down, and he survived. However, he was hurt. And when you're behind enemy lines, it's a very, very tricky situation. Because if you give off your signal for too long or at all, then Iranians, the enemies, will pick up on it and find you. And they already knew where roughly the plane fell. And they alerted all the surrounding towns as to what had happened. And they told them, if you find this American soldier, we'll give you unbelievable wealth. So this soldier had the military against him, and as well he had the surrounding townspeople against him. The image seemed bleak, not such a good path for him. He, with a damaged body, hurt, wounded, hiked 7,000 feet up in the air, up a mountain, up a terrain, 2 miles, and then targeted, planned, and thought about when he'll give off a signal, gave off a signal for a very short amount of time so Americans would know. Now, even with them knowing where he was, the clock was ticking. The American army had an insane plan with a lot of details in order to save him and to keep everyone else that was going to save him safe as well. They sent B-2 bombers with 102,000-pound missiles in the surrounding areas to create some sort of decoy and to mislead them. They as well hired people on the ground to say that this soldier was already saved, creating confusion. They had crazy fights with helicopters and an unbelievable amount of planning every little step of the way, involving literally millions and tens of millions of dollars of equipment and bombs, insane amounts of planning, satellites, everything you could imagine, because they knew they were against the enemy. They knew they had to save their man from behind enemy lines. We are living this story today as well. The Jewish people are taken out of Mitzrayim. We are taken out of the belly of the beast. We're living with our neshamas now. We see Kriyas Yamsuf. We're going to get Matan Torah. But we're not really there yet. We're not at Matan Torah yet. We need to get there. We ate the matzah. We gained the emunah. We gained the bitachon. We left the 49th level of Tumah. We didn't get into oblivion. We didn't get completely subsumed and consumed in the impurity. So, where are we holding? The Sfarim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, not because we were deserving, as a gift, as a matana, as the show of His unbounding love for us. And what happens then? Then, we need to learn to walk. Rabbi Nachman says that is the mashal over here. Hashem picks us up, and then He says, okay, now that I picked you up, now you need to learn to walk on your own. We have to come out, this farm explained, of the 49th level of Tum by going up every day. That's the 49 days of Sfira. But it's not a simple task. We got shown the light. We got shown the power. We lived on Hashemah's. We know Hashem's love is unbound for us. As the Baal Tanya explains, He came in to the belly of the beast. B'chvoido v'asmo, lo yedei malach, lo yedei shliach, lo yedei sarah. Through no means. It was purely Hashem's essence coming into Mitzrayim to take us out, despite His tumah, despite Mitzrayim's horrible Avodah Zarah, despite all the erva and the erva ta'aret that was there, Hashem came Himself. So Hashem loves us. We are neshamas. We're able to eat a carbon Pesach. We have the Dam Milah. Now comes the hard work. Now Hashem's not picking us up in the same way anymore. Now we have to pick ourselves up a little every day. 49 days we have, now a little less, in order to raise ourselves up, little by little. And that's what Sfarim explains. Every day we're supposed to come another darga, another darga, another level, another step away, away from the Tumah, and up towards Har Sinai, up to greatness, up to our true selves. We had the gift, we had the present, we had the uplifting, and now it's time to take that journey. We are behind enemy lines at this point. We're with the Eitz Hara. As Kedushas Levi explains, that once we eat the matzah, we get uplifted, and then we have to use that matzah, that emunah, taplit the chametz. We can face it, but you have to know you're behind enemy lines. As the Chovas Lavas explains, that a person's Yetzer grows for 13 years before he gets a Yetzer Tov. As the Messiah Sharm explains, this world is a literal battlefield. We are in a battlefield, and we're going against the greatest enemy of them all, the Yetzer. He's the smartest, the most cunning, and the oldest enemy that ever existed. And we're behind enemy lines. He's inside all of us. And right now, we had this jolt, and we have to go every day building, building, building. We have to know we are hurt. We have the Yetzer inside of us. We have the Zuama, the Nachash goddess. He put it inside. We're behind enemy lines. We have to be tactical. We have to be planning. We have to use our B-2 bombers to start going every day. And that means during this time, we think. We don't just say, Hayayim Yayim. That's, of course you have to say that. We all have to say it. Mitzvah, don't forget a day. Keep the bracha. Set reminders. There's so many reminders these days. You shouldn't forget. There's no really excuse to forget anymore. You set a reminder even when you're on Shabbos, you can hear an alarm go off. You're in shul anyway on Shabbos and Yontif. There's no excuse to forget. But it's more than just the yoyim. The yoyim is something that's supposed to build us. It's not just the words. It's a musag. And if you look in the different in Sidurim, they bring the different midas that we're going through as we go through this time. So you can use one of the different apps or the statuses that talk about work on this, work on that, or take for yourself one midah a week, one midah for the full 7 weeks, and say, I am going to purify myself. I'm going to fight this battle. I am in a war. I am behind enemy lines, just like we see with the American army. There's no question. They had to be so tactical, so planned out. It was dangerous. And they, Baruch Hashem, succeeded. We have to know that's our life. We are behind enemy lines. We have to rescue our troop, our souls. That's what we have to rescue. The fighter within us. So let's all during this time think of something, whether it's Ben Amram Lachaber, Ben Amram Lamachar. This Mesugel for Ben Amram Lachaber, we know that that was the pagam seemingly of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. So they died because of a certain lack of kavod. So maybe find a place where you can be mechabed somebody. Know you're behind enemy lines and he is going against you. You're in a war against him. So use these things we see in the real world. How when they know that they're behind enemy lines, they know they're facing the worst enemy, the one who wants to kill them the most. They're going to do everything they could to make sure they stay safe and they can rescue their man. Let's rescue our man. Let's rescue our soul. Let's rescue ourselves. Let's get to our Sinai. We just have to know what we're up against.